Thank you, Sally. Again, my name is Beverly Ketchott. I'm a first-year master's student under Dr. Fred Musser at Mississippi State University. And today I'm going to talk to you about the impacts of diamond or novaluron on adult tarnished plant bugs. Tarnished plant bug is also known as Liguus linearis, it's a Hemiptera, and in the Myridae family. It's widely distributed in North America, and it's prolificus and has over 700 documented hosts. As we look at the life cycle and development, the egg is generally a millimeter in length. It's light in color. It generally takes 3 to 5 days to hatch. The nymphal stages, there are 5 of those. The nymphs are generally light green in color. They range from 1 to 4 millimeters in length. And it's at the 5th or last instar that the wing pads begin to develop. And then, of course, they move into become adults. Now, the nymphal stages, as well as the adult stages, generally last about 11 to 18 days each. The adults, as you can see here, they're darker in color. They range from 5 to 6.5 millimeters in length. Plant bugs do have piercing and sucking mouth parts, and it's the enzymes from the saliva that actually causes the damage. The tarnished plant bug has been around since cotton has been grown, but the status has definitely been elevated over the last several years. So the top picture here is a picture of a boll weevil, and when these were around, there were 3 to 4 applications of organophosphates and pyrethroids that were being sprayed to control the weevil. And the bottom picture is a Lepidoptera, and 1 to 2 applications of pyrethroids or organophosphates were made to control primarily tobacco budworms. And so with those multiple applications, that kept the tarnished plant bug in check. In the early to mid-90s, we did have the boll weevil eradication. And then in 1996, we had the transgenic BT cotton hit the market. And at that point, Liguus linearis became the most economically imported pest in cotton. For well over a decade, it served as the top 2 cotton losses that we had provided. And many of you know when you have multiple applications for an extended period of time, we do see resistance. And so that the same thing happened here. And so new classes of insecticides were needed to help control the tarnished plant bug. We do have neonicotinoids that are available and work well to control plant bugs. That would be your transforms, the Foxiflor. And we also have insect growth regulators. Diamond or novaluron is an IGR. It's a chitin synthesis inhibitor. We do know it's effective on tarnished plant bug nymphs. It does not have adult mortality, so generally mixing IGRs with other classes is helpful. IGRs have longer residuals than most insecticides, and today that there's a 14-day residual. And traditionally, IGRs were thought to be effective on large nymph populations, and we do know that there's a reduction in egg hatch with some Lepidoptera and Coleoptera. Dr. Jeff Gore with the Delta Research Experiment Center in Stoneville, Mississippi, conducted some research in 2010. In this field study with cotton, Dr. Gore was focusing on rate and also an application timing study. I do want to point out here that this study had multiple applications for plant bugs, and diamond was incorporated at the various rates and applications. So what I want you to focus on here are the yellow bars. The first 3 is diamond being put out at a 6, 9, and 12-ounce rate. And notice that the application was made at the 3rd week of squaring. The remaining yellow bars, there are multiple applications made, but they started, again, at the 3rd week of squaring. And in Mississippi, That is when we have our peak adult migration. So if you're in another area, another region, it may not necessarily mean that you need to apply Diamond at the third week of squaring, but you definitely need to apply it whenever you have your peak adult migration. Now, there may be some nymphs at that time, but the focus here is having adult, your adult peak migration. So Diamond was applied here, okay, and it provides better potential to increase yields in cotton. So with having that field study, we also wanted to look at the impact Diamond was having on adults. And so Dr. Fred Musser with Mississippi State University conducted a diet exposure study. And here we have female, male, and then both male and females that were exposed to Diamond. And if you look at the number of eggs laid per female, our control had 117. And there is no significant difference with the number of eggs per female laid. If you look at the next column, it's the percent of eggs hatched. And so our control was showing 42%. When we had only males exposed, we had a slight reduction, and there was a 30% egg hatch rate. When you look at females only, there was a 6% hatch. And then looking at both male and female exposure, we had a 3% egg hatch. Now, the greatest, difference in these, of course, is the male and female exposure. But I do want to point out to you that it is not significantly different than when only the females were exposed. So having the field data from Dr. Gore and the lab study from Dr. Musser, this brought me to the objective. In a field study, I want to be able to determine the impact of Diamond when we're looking at fecundity and or egg hatch rate of the tarnished plant bug. So I know I've been talking about cotton, and now we're moving over to mustard greens real quick. But plant bugs are prolificus, and mustard greens are a host of the tarnished plant bug. And we were hoping to plant mustards, and when they were flowering, be able to have a high population of tarnished plant bugs that we could collect from. So we had two locations in Mississippi, one in the Delta and one in the Hills, two locations in Arkansas, and also one in Tennessee. At each location, there were two plots, 25 by 50 feet in length. They were separated with a minimum of a 15-foot fallow border. And using a tractor-mounted sprayer at 10 GPA, a 9-ounce rate of Diamond was applied. 24 hours after application, a collection using a sweep net was made from each treatment. The plant bugs were brought back into the lab, and we did put them on green beans and or mustard greens as a food source for the first day. And the reason we did that, in case there were some damage due to the collection process, we wanted to be able to discard those before moving forward. So the plastic containers are our Rubbermaid containers, generally 6 by 18 inches. We did have mesh cloth that went on top, and we provided an artificial diet and also an egg pack, and that's shown in the picture here. We provide shredded paper just to give the plant bugs something to crawl around on. And those containers were placed in a growth chamber at a 1410 light cycle. We used a 60% relative humidity and 26 degrees Celsius or 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Three times a week, for a minimum of 2 weeks, we counted, removed the egg packs and counted the number of eggs. Those were placed in individual containers, like a 4x4 container, and then we counted the number of nymphs as they hatched. The adults were recorded as well, adult mortality, and we sexed those as well. And at the end of the 2-week period, if there were any remaining adults alive, we froze those and sexed those as well. Data was analyzed with SAS 9.4 using ProcGlimix. So the results from this study, Again, when you look at number of eggs per female, there was no significant difference between the treated and diamond, or the treated and untreated. When you move to the next column, looking at percent of eggs that hatched, we had 39% on the untreated or our check, and then 28% egg hatched with those that were treated with diamond. We had a p-value of 0.04. And then the last section there is number of nymphs per female per day. And so with the untreated, we had 0.8, and then with diamond, we had 0.48, again, using a p-value of 0.04. So, no lethal effects on adults. Diamond does not affect the number of eggs laid. It does show a reduction in hatch rate. There are fewer nymphs per female per day. But an indication that the use of diamond not only controls our immatures with tarnished plant bugs, but it contributes in reducing overall populations in the field through adult exposure. In conclusion, these results validate the use of diamond or novaluron earlier than traditionally thought when you want to maximize the control with insect growth regulator insecticides. When you are targeting peak adult migration, it is expected that you will have fewer viable eggs, and the first nymphs that do hatch will be exposed to diamond, okay, it may be the diamond residue, further reducing populations. At this time, I would like to thank my committee members, Dr. Fred Musser, Jeff Gore, Natra Christian, and Ryan Jackson. And I would also like to thank the Mid-South Entomologist Working Group for their collaboration on the project, and Mississippi State University's intermittent and student workers. I will be glad to take any questions. Yes, sir. So the question that Dr. Rising was asking is if we would expect the same results on fecundity if we only used organophosphates and pyrethroids. Okay. We do still use some of those at this time, but it's usually in combination, and there are other products out there that work better at this time. Thank you.